But when the devil was running your life, you thought it was you. But when the Lord runs your life, you know it's not you. You know it's the Lord, because you know you didn't act like that before you got saved. You know that you didn't take nothing off of nobody. Now somebody can speak mean to you and you won't cuss them out like you used to. It'll only come across your mind. You will have authority over that. You say, no, I'm not going to do that. Unless they do it again. No.
This is Jerry G. Martin, and welcome to The Light of the World. The Bible tells us that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. As we come into the new year, this is a time for God to do some new things in our lives. Why don't you join this message today as we talk about a new creation for the new year? Come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's Word.
Your electronic device that connects your kid to the world should not be raising your children. It's different these days than it was when I was a kid. They give us a book to read. Listen, and we're in a critical time in our culture, a critical time in our country, a critical time in the spiritual realm. Somebody's going to have to be different from the world for the world to know how to get to the Lord. So if you act like them, you look like them, you talk like them, they're not going to have a clue that they need Jesus, because everything is all blended together. The old has passed and the new has come. God has now delivered us out of the bondage of sin. He led us back from exile of our sin nature and has reconciled us into a new relationship with Him. That's new. He brought you out of darkness into His marvelous light. The new thing is God's reconciliation that enables us to become the righteousness of God. And that's what brings us salvation. God brought us, and even though we didn't deserve it, His great mercy, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us so that we can have relationship and fellowship with Him. We can walk with Him. We can talk with Him. We can become friends of God and people of God. And this new thing not only begets new values, it gives us new behavior. We act different. We're supposed to act different. Every once in a while, we act different. If you were on trial for being a Christian, could you call anybody to witness for you? Can you get two or three people come to court and says, I can stand witness. I know they're a believer. I know they're a believer. I know they love the Lord. Okay, are you going to have any witnesses? If not, you better get some witnesses. The folks on your job don't even know you saved. In fact, they might be surprised at some of you. Saved? I had no clue they even went to church. That's not good. It doesn't mean you have to walk around with a Bible and a bottle of anointing oil at your job all the time and trying to anoint everybody, but somebody ought to say there's something different about you, the way you approach things, the way your attitude is, the way that you don't get angry like everybody else, the way you're not talking like everybody else. Somebody ought to say there's something different about you, because when you're in a place full of darkness and you got some light, folks will recognize that you have some light. In Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 25, here's what the Lord prophesied through Ezekiel about us. He said, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Put a new spirit in you. Put a new heart in you. Put a new attitude in you. He was talking about them where they had to offer these sacrifices, ritualistic, whether they wanted to or not. You just got to go do that. It's almost like saying, you just got to go to church. It's Sunday. It's got to go to church. It's Sunday. You say, well, I got to go to church. It's Sunday. Yeah, it's Sunday. Let's go on. Baby, you want to go? No, I went last week. Oh, come on. We need to go to church. We ain't been to church in 2 weeks. No, it ain't going to be one of those things where you just got to get up and say, well, I guess we better go to church. It's going to be, hey, it's time to go worship the Lord. It's time to go magnify the Lord. I can't wait. I've been thinking about this. It's time to go get with other believers. In fact, I'm going to get there on time even. What time did it start? I'm going to get there on time. I don't want to be late. I want to be there when they first start playing that first song. I want to be there because I want to lift up my hands and magnify the Lord. He's so good to me. Oh, my goodness. I can't wait to praise the Lord. That's a new heart and a new spirit. I'm interested. I'm all in. The Lord's in me and I'm in him. He says, I'll put a new heart in you. Ephesians 4:22 says, you were taught with regards to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, and to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and you will put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. That new self, created to be like God in righteousness and holiness. Listen, the good news is God has a good plan and a good purpose for you. Jesus says, I'm giving you life more abundantly. God says, I'm coming to bless you so you can be the head, not the tail. You can be above and not beneath. You can always have all of your needs met. My God, I will supply all of your needs according to my riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I will press it down, shake it together, running it over. I will rebuke the devourer for your sake. I will keep your health when others are sick. Well, what more do you want? I give you joy in your sadness. I can give you power to overcome. All that you need, I got it. So who are we? If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. We are now identified with Christ. We've been baptized into the body of believers and we belong to him. We are now in relationship to the glorified Christ. Have you believed in Jesus Christ? Have you invited him into your life and said, Lord, you are my Lord and you are my Savior? Now, for some of us, I want to challenge us. This is a good time as we're going into the new year to say, Lord, I want to walk in that new life, in the newness of that new life. That doesn't mean you weren't saved. It just means that maybe we haven't been operating fully how God wants us to operate in that new life. I want to operate fully. I want to stand up tall. It's no time to just be laying down and waiting to see what's going to happen. It's time for every man to get up and get engaged, every woman to get up and get engaged. God has called us to be mighty, to be proactive. God has called us to be involved. He's called us to be his agents in the world. Men, we like those movies where the agent is, 007 or Mission Impossible. We look at these agents. None of the agents are sitting home watching TV. They're up getting stuff done. We're God's agents. It's an exciting life. It's a vibrant life. It's a good life. It's a life of productivity. We're not just barely trying to make it every day. And what I see by believers, we're just trying to make it. How you doing? Bro, Pastor, I'm just trying to make it. I'm just trying to make it, Pastor. You're just trying to make it. With all the power God has given us, all the blessings God has given us, all the opportunities God has given us, every day ought to be a new day of possibilities and glory with God doing wonderful things in you and around you. You ought to have the joy of the Lord. You ought to have an expectation. Every day ought to be a good day. If anybody ought to be barely making it, it ought to be the ones that the devil got his thumb on and got his foot around their neck. They ought to be the ones saying, I'm trying to make it. Not the people of God. Hallelujah. Pastor, I'm so busy, it's like spitting on a forest fire. Hallelujah, I got so much going on. I'm bear hunting with a switch. I'm out there fighting, I'm out there enjoying, I'm out seeing what God is doing. You may not feel like a new creation, but you're a new creation. This is a new year. Don't let the enemy give you a bunch of this fake news. God's not going to use you. You're nothing. You don't have any spirituality. There's nothing going on the inside of you. And a lot of you, he'll tell you, you're not even saved. You already heard that. You hear it every week. Look at you. That's the devil. Look at you. You ought not even go to church. Folks are going to look at you when they get there. You ain't been to prayer, so why are you going to go to church? Look at you. You don't give nothing. Why are you going to go to church? You ain't no giver. Don't even go to church. Look at that. Stay on. Look, it's almost raining. You know how the pastor is. He'll call you out. You know how your pastor is. He'll dog people out. You know, he needs help himself. All kind of stuff. Didn't he say that to y'all? Come on, somebody. You know, he talked about the pastor. That's nothing new. That fake news been going on since the beginning of time. He told Adam and Eve, hey, God don't want y'all to have no good time. He don't want y'all to have no good time. Look at that. He know that if you eat that tree, y'all going to be just like him. You're going to be able to see what you want to do and make up your own mind. He ain't stopped. Shake that off and say, I'm a new creation. Come on, say, I'm a new creation. I'm a new creation. I may not feel like it. I may not have been functioning like it, but I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Come on, make some new territory. Come on, make some new productivity. Do something new in the kingdom of God this year. Lord, I'm going to do a new thing. Stop saying, Lord, I want you to do a new thing. God said, I want you to do a new thing too. Why don't you do a new thing, and then I do a new thing? God is right where you are. If you want to do a new thing, he'll do a new thing. I'm a new creation, and I want to do something new in the kingdom this year. Come on, if you want to do something new, if you don't want to do anything new, that's good. You stay where you are. But I believe somebody want to move forward. I want something new in my life. I want something new this year. I want something new coming up. I want God to move in me in a new way. Use whatever. God's given you gifts, talents, abilities, understanding, intelligence. He put you in a place right there where you are. You may not be satisfied with where you are on that job or whatever. God's got you there for right now. Say, God, but I want you to do something new. I'm a new creation. The old have gone and the new has come. Let me dust off these things you've given me. Let me dust that off and see what we got here. We got something here. God says, it's been in front of you all the time. Just pick it up and dust it off. I'll begin to use it. I'll begin to use your life. I'll begin to use your personality. I'll begin to use your pain. I'll begin to use your hurts. I'll begin to use your failure. Just dust something off and say, Lord, I want to be new. I want a new legacy. I want a new direction. Paul said it this way, I'm forgetting those things which are behind me, but I'm pressing forward toward the mark of the calling. I'm pressing forward. I'm forgetting what's behind me. I'm not looking in the rearview mirror. I'm looking in the windshield. That's where I'm going. Father, we thank you today. We thank you for bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you, Almighty God, for the gifts, the talents, the abilities. We thank you for not giving up on us. We thank you, Lord, for taking us as we are. Thank you, Lord, for using us. You said your gifts and callings are without repentance. You're not going to give up on them. We thank you, Lord, that we are here. If you would just use what I got, I'm ready to go, Father. I want to do a new thing. I'm going to go a new direction, new enthusiasm, new vibrancy. I don't want to just be routine, my ritual, day-by-day world. God, make my world exciting in the kingdom of God. Thank you for it. I praise you for it. I bless you for it. In the name of Jesus Christ.
This is Jerry G. Martin. What a year we are experiencing right now. The good news is that we have an opportunity to allow God to use us in a significant way. The first thing we have to recognize is that God saved us to use us in His kingdom to reach people who do not know Him. As we go into a new year, instead of just focusing on our economic condition, our political conditions, or our social conditions, how many people would you like to come to the Lord this year because you have been an ambassador or because you have shared your testimony of how you became a new creation and how the Lord has changed your life? Let's go into next year with a purpose and a plan to allow God to use us in a very, very strategic and significant way. Well, I want to take an opportunity to invite you then also to be a guest at our Sunday morning services. We are meeting each Sunday at 10 o'clock at 16161 Old Humble Road. We have all of the safety protocols in place. We have our mask and we are social distancing. But the main thing we're doing, we are glorifying God, magnifying the Lord, and instructing God's people on how to be productive in the kingdom of God. Join us this Sunday or join us online at 10 o'clock at lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. Now for the light of the world, this is Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.